Jared Burkhead's here this morning. Jared, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
Good. We were talking about fluid situations. Y'all have kind of been through one of those with all the hurricane problems we had here.
Yes, sir, absolutely. We are running a little bit heavy on brush and bulky operations. We're kind of running a little bit later into the evening than usual. A lot of down trees, down branches. Once that water gets saturated in that vegetation, you know it weighs a little bit more and tends to fall over.
Yeah.
A lot of uprooted trees, things of that nature, some minor fence damage, things like that are being placed on the curb, so we are running a little bit longer, so bear with us. We'll get to you. That's the first time that I can remember in over a decade that we've suspended operations for all solid waste in a day.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, I guess you go to conferences and you talk about these worst-case scenarios, but you don't really ever think you're going to do that.
No, you never think, yeah, we're going to get 30 inches of rain,
yeah,
and we're not going to be able to get to the landfill. That was the biggest issue. We couldn't get to the landfill to drop off the waste. So.
Yeah, I'm sure the next time you guys and gals get together, the Gulf Coast, your Gulf Coast partners are going to have real horror stories to tell.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure I'm going to hear some awesome stories come next conference, if I'm able to go, of course.
Well, and that's the thing, is especially if we talk about some of those cities where their facility is either inaccessible or underwater, which is certainly possible. I mean, you don't have like a warehouse where you can store this. I mean, it really has to be stored on site of these people's homes, right?
Absolutely. We've had to go through worst-case scenarios where we've had to collect some material and dump in the yard, which is not ideal because you have to pick it back up and move it twice, and you can't keep it there for extended periods of time because it's against state regulations to keep it. We're not a landfill.
Right.
We have a designated landfill to take that material to. So what's happening down south of us is very unfortunate, and you can see by all the horror pictures now that people are starting to place all that material out for collection.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's been a lot of support through the state agencies, and I know other cities, other states are actually coming to aid, and there are talks of us doing that, but nothing's concrete yet.
Well, and it's hard to know. A lot of that stuff's not going to break down. A lot of it's building materials that you really aren't wanting to take that much building material stuff in. I guess you probably figure that a landfill has X number of years life based on this is what we put in it. You start to change that formula, and it does make a difference.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of the material we use is made to last through weather events. And
right.
So these things do not break down easily.
Yeah.
And so all those things are coming to the curb, and it's kind of unique because there's household hazardous waste items mixed with the debris.
Sure.
And typically you want those items separated because they're not supposed to go directly into a landfill. It could contaminate a lot of material. And I kind of segueing into the HHW happening October 21st, 2017 from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's at the Normal University Service Building. That's, again, in conjunction with the Twin Cities, Brazos County, and the Twin Oaks Landfill. If you need more information on the local HHW event, go to twinoakshhw.com.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can use our waste app, Brian Wasteworks. There is for October 21st, if you go to that day on your app, it gives you an explanation of what it is. You can go to the website, see what's accepted, what's not accepted at the locations.
Well, and you're here, and I want to say it again. Your guys who do the brush pickup are just, they're the best. I mean, they just are. They get out and they pick up the big stuff, and then they get out there with a rake and get the little things too.
I've gone out there with them too. It is hot.
Yeah.
It's long days.
Yeah.
Luckily, we had this little cool front come in, so they're liking it a little bit more.
Yeah, since
this
you
week.
Have to pick a lot of stuff up. Okay. Again, if they want some more information, you do have an app that you can get that'll tell you all this
stuff. Yes, sir. Brian Wasteworks, that's for Android, iOS devices, or you can go to briantext.gov. And go to the Solid Waste City Department, and you can actually use the Waste Wizard there. And you can enter your address, and it'll show your collection days and things like that.
There you go. Very good. Thanks for the time this morning.